Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 311. Hey, if you live in the Seattle or Tacoma area, or just in generally in the Pacific Northwest, I'll be performing at the Tacoma Comedy Club January 24th through 26th. You can go to tacomacomedyclub.com to get tickets. The road shows have been really fun. I just got back from Bloomington at the Comedy Attic, which is a great club. So come see me at in Tacoma for comedy and hugs. Over at the Nerdist channel on YouTube, this week is the season finale of Neil's Puppet Dreams, Neil Patrick Harris's show with the Henson Puppets, and it's amazing. They did this insane Bollywood number that you should definitely watch. I think that goes up Tuesday the 22nd, so if it's past that, you win! I would like to thank for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast, Stamps.com. In case you don't know, because why you may not have your ear pressed to the tracks of postal happenings, but rates are changing again. So the post office is going to be even more crowded. People are going to be going in and trying to buy additional postage because the stamps that they're going to have are useless. So you don't have to worry about those stamps.com. Updates automatically. You can print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your computer and your printer. And you don't have to leave your house. There are so many reasons why you should just use stamps.com. I've been using it for years, and it's great because I don't like standing in lines for things. Yeah, I know. I'm one of those people. An American! Right now, special offer, when you use promo code Nerdist, you're going to get a no-risk trial, $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 free postage, so don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Nerdist. That's stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist. This episode is from the Nerdist Vault. So here's a little behind the scenes on what's going on today. I have an episode waiting to go up with Mark Hamill, but I haven't gotten the final okay yet because it was done in conjunction with BAFTA, and so they have some stuff to do before I can release it. And I didn't hear from them today because it's a holiday. Today's a Martin Luther King Day. I hope you're having a nice holiday celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King. So the guys from BAFTA aren't working today. So I just have this episode. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't chance it because they didn't tell me if I could put it up yet. Let's see what else I got in the old vault. And I start sifting through and I see this one that says Twin Cities. Oh my God, this was the second show that we did in Minneapolis. The first one being the one with, or actually, this was the first show. The second one we did was with Tim Meadows. And this first one, Doug Benson was there. I think he was on that other one too. And I guess I just didn't put it up at the time because I thought, oh, if I, you know, I already put up a show for Minneapolis, so I shouldn't put up another one right away. And so I held on to it for a later date and then forgot it was there. And guess what? It's that later date. So this was recorded in March of last year at the Varsity Theater. And so it'll be fun for you to listen to all the, hey, I can't wait to see Avengers. But other than that, I still think it holds up as a fine comedy live podcast. The show was a blast. Doug Benson was great. Very high, but in a loving and charming way. And so this is it. Lots of quemments, lots of fun times, lots of inter-podcast heckling between the three main hosts. And so here you go. The Nerdist Podcast number 311. Live from Minneapolis, the Varsity Theater. Twin Cities, March 2012. Remember then? Oh, we still had like 9 months before the apocalypse. Too bad we didn't make it through. Hello? Hello? Oh, that's right. This podcasting nonsense is me slowly going insane because I'm the only survivor after the apocalypse. And so I have to put out this podcast to feel like anyone else is out there. Good morning, Vietnam!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
That was me doing the theme song.
I think it's more of a brr, brr, brr. Yeah.
Wow.
That's like you sound like a cicada.
Tell us more.
Skip up the cuff.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. Bozy bozy bop zitty bop. That's
oh
what we have
God.
Time.
Booty, 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 have David Lee Roth.
I would
do that.
Fucking love to have David Lee Roth on.
I wouldn't.
Why?
It's because he would do all my cocaine.
Do all my cocaine.
Can't have that.
All the cocaine in the world.
All of it, yeah.
He would do every bit of it. What?
Did your plane almost not get here on time?
No, it got here.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, here
okay.
at the exact time that I intended it to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right before the show.
Yeah.
I was talking. Jonah takes these, like, he takes, if Jonah can save, like, $4 on a flight, he'll do it. But then get here really close to the show.
Yeah, yet I was the first one in the theater.
Well, yeah, but someday that may not happen.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's worked every other time.
I am very excited that we are in Minneapolis because St. Paul, home of Willie's Guitars, a very famous guitar shop.
Yeah.
And for months, Matthew Myra, or Matthew Mira, as he's sometimes known, Matthew Myra
depends on the day.
Mira.
has had his eye on like an $8,000 guitar.
Because he has the money.
I don't not have the money.
It's just supposed to be intended for things like food and rent.
Yeah, yeah.
Minor inconveniences.
Wait, food and rent are inconveniences?
If you want a guitar, they
yeah,
are.
To yeah. life.
What kind of guitar are you looking at there?
Let me say.
Is it
Willie's,
a Fender Unnecessary?
Aren't they all?
What's a guitar?
Willie's has a lot of great guitars, but mostly for right-handed assholes.
And yeah, you're a lefty.
Fuck you guys. How many people here are left-handed?
Really, or are you just
that's
trying
more,
to sound
that's
cooler?
That's going to be more than 10%
don't
of the audience.
Don't just support Matt.
Yeah, please do. But yeah, so the point is, they have a lot of really great guitars there, but none that are left-handed. When I get to Houston, though,
yep,
there's a place called Southpaw Guitars that just sells left-handed guitars.
Like the Leftorium?
Like the Leftorium.
Yeah, diddly dee.
So that is the day.
Are you gonna play with Bo Diddly Italy? That was my worst Simpsons joke ever.
No, you've had others.
It was okay.
You know what I saw on the way over here? Deanna pointed it out to me. There was we were in the security line in LAX, and there was a woman with huge breasts. That's not the only thing, though. She had a unicorn tattoo.
Ooh.
On one of her boobs. Yeah.
It was pretty glorious.
Was it like,
and
was
she
it
had
like
the
flying out of the cleavage?
It was close, but it was like faded. I like the idea that she got it when it was could have been a good idea. And then she had just the fattest little son with her. It was a very glorious sight.
I love
say.
Little fat kids because I see me.
that's adorable. Okay.
Yeah, no. I like little chubby kids. I'll feed them.
All right, that sounded weird.
Yeah.
Sounds weird when you say it that way.
Yeah, in your head, because you're fucking sick.
Well, I'm not sick.
I was just going to give him Twinkies.
All right.
No, I think that's somehow worse.
Matt, you know what? You fucking go chase a bunch of chubby kids around like, I got Twinkies, and see if someone doesn't arrest you in the process. Yeah.
What, officer? Would you like some Twinkies as well?
Oh, okay. Well,
done.
Sure.
Done.
Cancer sounds great.
Didn't realize you were going to grease the palm there with your Twinkie stash. Yeah.
This is my apocalypse food right here. I'm stacked up in my basement.
I have a very special announcement. We have a guest on this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. There is a guest back there who is here.
Oh my
and
God.
Some of you may
it's
have figured
Dave out. Matthews, I know it.
It's never going to be that.
Dumb.
But we do have the next best thing to Dave Matthews. Doug Benson! Doug loves candy wrappers, gaming baby sticky seats with 50 hats and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Yay!
Jonah loves unicorn boobies.
That was crazy that you know all the words to that song.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So
he
weird.
Totally memorized it like a person who doesn't drink or smoke.
How are you doing, Doug Benson?
I'm so excited that I'm about to eat a TARDIS whole. Do it.
I'm gonna what's a TARDIS whole?
I'm gonna fuck up this TARDIS.
Do it. Put it in your mouth all at the same time.
Oh.
Good. Yes.
Oh, you're just...
Oh, and you're crumbling into your drink, which is what I do every night.
These are really delicious cookies. Thank you, Mo.
Yeah,
Connor.
Nice job.
They're gingerbread underneath, and there's a nice icy TARDIS across the top. Even the time that she took to write police box on the top in frosting. I feel bad devouring this and turning it into poop later, but it's delicious right now.
I'd imagine with the blue frosting, it's going to come out for some green poop, right?
What if the poop comes out perfectly TARDISed?
Oh, my God.
You've just been TARDISed, poop.
I love eating TARDIS box. TARDIS police box.
Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen.
No, Dave. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talk. We do the closing credit scene. So what were you doing in Minneapolis? You did Douglas movies last night?
I did a stand-up show last night with my buddy Graham Elwood at the...
Graham
Holy
Elwood!
Shit. Where's Graham right now?
At the Acme Comedy Club. And
a
then...
fantastic comedy club.
Oh, my God. You guys are so into comedy.
I'm telling you, Minneapolis is one of those towns where people go out to see things because it's too fucking cold to be outside. And so they I think that's part of the reason why when they come into a show, they sit and pay attention to part of the joy is just like, my insides aren't frozen.
Yeah, they just like the idea that they're near other body heat. Just
comedy makes, comedy warms me up.
Yeah, it does.
I don't, it's a like people, a fire.
A lot of people don't know this. Tons of comedy clubs on Hoth. The ice planet, because people just hate being outside. And
the best comedy club there is Tauntaun's Belly.
Trust me, it's funnier
bad.
On the inside.
Yeah,
it smells like shit, but oh my God, so comfortable and hilarious.
I thought it smelled bad on the outside of the comedy club.
I have a bad feeling about what you just said.
Yeah. No one ever does the Tauntaun voice. Yeah. No one ever does the Tauntaun.
It won't, it won't cost you an arm.
It's like Chewbacca, but nobody wants to interact with them.
Did anybody else think it was weird that
Vader pussy.
The Tauntaun didn't have a rib cage? I thought that was fucking weird.
Well, you know, there are creatures that are different
from
us.
You just sliced it open, all of a sudden it's a cushy blanket with goo?
Yeah. Maybe they didn't
have
need
Have you
ribs.
Ever torn apart a Tauntaun?
They're totally roomy inside. They're like a Hampton Inn. There's a free breakfast.
No, Tauntaun's like a Prius. You get inside and you're like, there is way more room than I thought there would be in here.
way more room. There's also 13 batteries. That's the old days of ILM. They did everything for real.
Tauntauns are green technology, for sure. You're in town. Are you doing a show tomorrow night as well?
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm doing Douglas Movies, and it's... Did you already get tickets? Because it's sold out already. Yeah, it's sold out, and one of you guys is going to be there.
What?
I'm not going to name names, JR.
Are you touring other shows?
Oh, man, that's me!
Oh, shit. Are you touring, like, Movie Interruption or anything? Because that's a fun show to do, too.
Well, I'm trying to do Movie Interruptions in other cities because I've done a bunch of them in L.A., and I've done them in Austin, Texas, and San Francisco, and it's so much fun to just sit in the front row at a... You know, it could be a good movie or a shitty movie, but it's just fun to just sit with your friends and with microphones and just talk through the whole thing.
It really is.
It is a lot of fun.
I've done it a bunch, and then I was not actually at the show, but will you please tell everyone about Jonah's joke when you guys were watching? Was it Roadhouse?
We were watching Roadhouse, and the late great Patrick Swayze, at one point in Roadhouse, has like what looks like a karate shirt tucked into jeans.
A gi, if you will.
Yeah. And Jonah coined the phrase karate casual.
Thank you. Yeah. It was the one part of the movie I wasn't just making fart noises when someone walked.
Well, that is the fun thing. At a movie interruption, whenever you see like a woman bend over or in the case of... that Patrick Swayze movie, there's just like a nice shot of Kelly Lynch's ass. You, as a male that has not quite grown up, you have to make a fart sound.
Well, you did it. You did it also with Kelly Lynch when we did Cocktail in Cinefamily. She comes down and they're on a yacht, and she comes down and her ass comes into frame first. you just can't help.
And then a month later when we did Roadhouse, Jonah farted when she showed up. So
sorry, Kelly Lynch.
It's a fun gag in any situation. Like when I'm hanging out with Graham Elwood or whoever I'm on the road with and we're in an airport, whenever anyone bends over, it's hilarious to just be like, you know, just to your friend.
Not
so they can hear it.
So you do a life interruption, too, where you just interrupt people in life in their day and fuck them that way.
Yeah, it's true. Like, one time Graham and I were in an airport and we saw a guy that, like, his pants were pulled up really far, and I was like, oh, look, it's High Pants Drifter. And, and Graham, like, laughed for the rest of the day.
Oh, shit. You know what happened when I was getting out of the car across the street? We saw there's a head shop across the street. A guy walked out with a 5-foot bong. Just fucking, like, held it and, like, four friends with him. They couldn't have been happier or more proud.
Now, is that irritating to you in the same way that, like, someone who is a regular drinker would see someone holding a yard of beer and be like, Jesus Christ, come on, why do you got to do that?
No, I love it, but I also love the fact that we live in a society where that guy carrying that really tall bong down the street wasn't followed by cops to wherever he lives.
No. Like, he was followed by
people. That is such a good sign. Oh, there might be weed where that guy ends up.
He wasn't followed by cops, but he was followed by some pretty irritating-looking kids. Hey, man, you holding?
Yeah, some total moochers would follow that
guy. Well, now they've opened that store they're calling the Walmart of weed, like right in Washington, D.C. Did you see the news story?
I haven't seen that,
It's like a massive medical marijuana dispensary.
And it's, what, is it inside the Lincoln Memorial, or... What part of Washington, D.C.?
Nicolas Cage made it.
Do they house that?
It's called 4 Score and 7 Blunts.
Yeah.
No, it's
4 Score and 7 Blunts.
It's right behind the box in Ford Theater where Lincoln was shot, and you have to go up to her and whisper, Six Semper Tyrannis, and then this door opens.
Yeah.
And then you
do I break my leg afterwards?
What?
Booth breaks his leg.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's just history, Chris. Whatever.
I didn't hear what you said.
Enjoy being sober.
It's just history, Chris.
Here's all I heard. And then with the successive beatdown that you just gave me, you went, "Where's Martha?" I'm like, "What? It's just his leg, Chris. It's only history." I didn't hear the first part, what you said.
Don't worry about it.
It was like...
The point is they heard. That's the point.
No, the point is you feel better about yourself.
I get one time.
What airline?
Did you guys read Bill O'Reilly's book where Lincoln is a vampire killer?
Abraham Lincoln cut the heads off of vampires.
Vampires are going to take over the world.
Dude, I am so psyched for the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter movie. Looks fucking awesome. There's a lot of great looking movies coming out this year. That Prometheus, Avengers are coming out. I'm very excited.
It's coming out.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. That Wes Anderson movie that looks like a Wes Anderson movie. What's it called? Moonrise Kingdom? I was almost going to say that to make fun of it. Could we have that person ejected?
Yeah.
You can't answer our questions for us.
Why do you dare out-nerd us? You don't understand. It's got some very obscure 60s garage bands from England on the soundtrack. It's going to be great.
A lot of sweeping shots where everyone's just standing still like there's a portrait.
Yeah.
And then...
With Mark Mothersbaugh. Beep, boop, beep, beep, bop, beep, boop, boop.
That's right. Quirk. It's all quirky. I'll probably go see it too. What movies are you looking forward to? Anything else you're looking forward to this year that maybe isn't so out in front and obvious?
No.
Okay. What have you seen?
He's right to feel that way.
Movies.
This setup makes me feel like Jonah should be whispering in my ear, and then I should say no comment.
I shouldn't have said that.
Doug's ambivalent about movies.
I saw a shit ton of awesome movies at South by Southwest this year.
Do tell.
In some theaters around the country is The Raid. Have you guys seen The Raid?
I've been hearing about it.
Oh, it's so amazing. So it's just like a shitty old building and fighting on every floor. And it's really good.
The plot is set up like a video game where there's a building and the boss is literally on the top floor. And then you have to go through succeedingly more difficult levels of the building, right?
Yeah, but it's not like a video game because the people look like real people.
I don't understand.
And when they die, you go, oh, shit.
Every time I turn on the news, you hear about a murder. Oh, shit.
Oh.
That's how I play video games, actually.
That ain't no video game.
What?
What are you saying to us? You have to say it when we're not speaking.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Say that again, sir.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Cabin in the Woods. I saw it at South By, and if anybody tries to tell you anything about it or you try to watch the trailer, just don't pay any attention to anything. Just see Cabin in the Woods, without any preconceived notions.
Oh, I like that he was affirming his helpful heckle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods. It's a really good movie. Yes!
Yeah.
It's good. Let's shut up about it.
I am going to stop shouting things out now. I mean, starting from this point. Okay, from now on, this is the last thing I am shouting out. From here on out, I'm not going to shout out anything else, even though it seems like I'm shouting out right now. This is it. In 3, 2, one more thing.
It's amazing. One more thing. It's amazing. Walk away.
What do you like to do? How's the pot culture here in Minneapolis, Doug Benson?
It's pretty good.
I was just talking to someone the other day, like, only you would figure out how to turn afternoons into a comedy show.
I know.
By doing shows at 4:20.
It's fucked up. But it's also very smart.
It is.
Yeah, I like to do shows when there's not supposed to be a show going on at 4:20 or like on a Monday or, Like
during a funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Doug Benson's funeral interruption.
I do some.
Oh, I sure wish I could get out of this box. Oh well.
I've killed.
right as the pallbearers are bringing the casket by.
They'll do that too.
Yeah, I've done a lot of wake interruptions. I call them wake and bakes.
Wake and bakes. Yes. Yes. Do corpses release gases, Matt Myra?
They release all kinds of things.
Matt Myra, of course, worked at a funeral home for many years.
Yep.
That's why I asked.
Sometimes corpses shit, you guys.
Really? Like how long after they're dead?
Little while. That's why we put them in rubber. Like we put rubber boxes on dead people.
Oh, so it wasn't
boxers,
just like a fetish?
Not boxes. Boxers. You it's not a fetish.
You put them in rubber boxers? You throw like a kid that pisses his pants all the time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You throw some Spanx on everybody?
Yep.
You're going to look good. Some shit Spanx. We got to keep that shit up in there for eternity.
It's not any weirder than the Diva Cup, an ad I saw for this weird period thimble.
Hang on. I'm listening. Tell me more about this.
I don't understand why that's...
I know some people with
period
heavy flow.
Period thimble. Yeah.
Those two words have never been put together in the history of human language.
PT!
So come back to the varsity tomorrow night for period thimble.
Christ was like, fuck, we gotta change the PT Cruiser.
They said that when they put it out.
Chrysler, oh, yeah. The period thimble cruiser.
Is it
Matt, your genius?
Is it period thimble opening for Menstrue Nation?
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, Menstrue Nation, where there's a clitocracy.
Okay, but seriously, what does the period thimble do?
I don't know. As nearly as I can tell, they're called Diva Cups. I don't know why. Like it's like. I like,
because you can be
such
a diva.
I demand to have a period into this cup. It's they're weird. Like I don't know. Do the ladies here know what they are? Have you?
Yes.
Okay, is there,
ladies know what I'm talking about, right? Ladies.
Oh, you shit. Use a period thimble, right? Am I right?
Who knows what they are? Okay, come up here. You'll go the side where there's less people.
Wait. Chris is working what? The roof.
You're
now.
Literally almost on the end,
why
and you almost walked by 15.
Up? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Get that bloody pussy up here!
What is your name?
My name is Jenny.
Jenny, and please tell me what the Diva Cup is.
The Diva Cup is a little cup with like a stem on the end, and you squish it, and you stick it up your vagina, and it goes on your cervix.
Oh my God, like an
Whoa.
Alien?
Yes. And it acts, it hangs in there, it like expands.
It's like Tom Cruise in Ghost Protocol.
It holds it in place, you bleed
what?
Into the cup, and then you dump it out.
Oh.
But you don't right? have Doesn't to put it? Tampons in there, so you don't have to worry about toxic shock syndrome from bleached cotton.
Okay, all right, okay, so that's good. So you don't have to worry about TSS, but is it so weird to put what's the basically a lamprey on the underside of a whale? To just like...
It has less teeth.
Oh, that's good. Guys, we should stop putting teeth on these Diva Cups. It will really help sales.
No. It will have many teeth.
All right. It's opposite day. We got to do it. Sorry. No, what else? Anything else you want to say while you're up here?
You never named my baby.
Oh, this is awkward.
Chris,
I thought you were taking care of that. Oh, God, what a relief.
PT
what a relief.
After P.T. Barnum P.T. or the period thimble.
Thank you. Period thimble Barnum. Oh, wait, we need to come up with a name for your baby. Well, fucking rename it. What do you... It's like it hasn't gotten used to the name yet. It doesn't come when you call it. What? Did you have a boy or a girl?
Mordecai.
Mordekaira. I'm sorry I didn't...
Malachi.
I'm sorry I didn't name your... This is the weirdest thing I've ever said. I'm sorry I didn't name your baby.
He totally
it's
meant
about
to.
Time you. All she wanted was an apology. That's
good
why
set.
She's here.
Good set, Chris. That was good set.
Thanks.
Good set.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing all my new period cup stuff on the road.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
It's been really good. super,
it'll be like
it's really PC.
It's gonna be like when Gaffigan had the
PU.
It's gonna be like when Gaffigan had the Hot Pocket guy. You'll have a period thimble outside the show.
Diva cups.
do you want it, you diva cups?
Oh, I don't think I should do that at all. I don't think I should do Jim Gaffigan's material at all.
Neither do we.
We wouldn't like that.
Hey, what are you doing over there? You're doing Jim Gaffigan's material.
I have extra flow.
Hot Pocket.
They should change the name of Diva Cups to Hot Pockets. I think they would sell a lot more.
That's what I call vaginas.
But there's a surprise filling inside.
Did you get some Hot Pocket last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit broccoli and cheese. Yeah.
Earning the explicit tag. Yeah. One vagina joke.
Guys,
at a time.
I have never laughed so hard at something I said.
Deservedly so.
Finally, if you laughed at one of your own jokes. The mark of a true comedian.
This stuff is killing with me.
I kill me.
How long are you in town for, Doug?
Till Sunday. I'm going to Madison on Sunday.
Oh, we're doing Madison in a couple of weeks. So are we do? Is it the same room? Do you know?
I don't think so. I'm at Comedy on State. You're probably at the Majestic Theater.
We're at the Majestic Theater.
Yeah. I was a smaller venue, but but still proud.
You hang in there, Doug. It's all gonna work out.
Because I get to do my show at 4:20 in the afternoon.
Right.
And then probably after that I'm gonna play chess on the Capitol steps with
the
two
Bill?
Characters from X-Men Last Stand. Because that's where they play chess. Did you see X-Men Last Stand or First Class?
Yeah, X-Men I saw X-Men First Class, yeah.
That scene where Magneto and the other guy.
Charles Xavier.
Xavier. They just sit and play chess on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And there's no one else around. We need to reserve it for our private chess match.
Yeah. You can still do that, right? You can just reserve the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah. It's like $50. And
also gets you into the pot store.
No, it's like a video game. You just have to have your quarter on Lincoln, and then that means you got him next. Sorry, guys. We got next game.
Yeah, you got to put a penny. You got to put a penny.
You have to put Lincoln's face.
Yeah, take a hike. Go look at the Washington Monument. It's right over there. There's also a lot of chess playing in the most recent Twilight movie.
What?
You saw that?
On their honeymoon, they play chess.
What?
Sexy.
In between bouts of sex that's so violent it bruises her.
Wait, how do you have
chick
sex?
And mate.
Yeah. You just explained the cover of that book to me. I was like, why is there a chest piece?
Why is there a boner-shaped bruise on her belly?
Wait, is it just a lengthwise or just a head?
Hey. You know what Edward the Vampire calls a diva cup? Shot glass. Come on, Doug. Let's do it. Let's fucking gloves are off. Thank you.
Chris Hardwick, ladies and gentlemen!
I'm not done! Shut up, I'm not done! That's not the end of the show.
And that's the last joke.
Good night.
That's not the end of the show.
We close on something strong.
Even if it's 20 minutes early.
Yeah, fuck these people.
Guess what, guys?
It's a question. It's a comment. It's a question, it's a comment, it's a comment. What? It's a question.
Huh?
It'll just devolve into shit.
There you go.
So,
it is time
for Quements. I think we will have time to take maybe six or seven Quements.
Ladies, explain your
periods.
Let's take eight questions. Eight questions.
All right, we're going to take eight questions.
Let's take a baker's dozen.
That's 13.
The extraordinarily lazy baker.
All right, so...
This is my baker's dozen.
Goddamn.
He sucks.
Goddamn baker only makes one more.
So if we have... let's see. If people have... Hands can go up. We'll pick a few people. Okay, you back there, sir. You in the front. Okay, you then! This young lady right here. That guy over there. And the guy with the special shirt. So everyone...
Is there?
All those people I called...
come forth and be heard. But if before you, thy ritual suicide.
I don't know.
It's not there earlier.
If you but if they have a comment and a question, they have to sit down and they don't get to ask their question.
That's not true. Not making up rules. Hi. No, ladies first. Ladies first. What is your name?
My name is Britt.
I see an Amy Pond thing happening.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
So what is your... First of all, what's your Twitter handle so people can tweet shit at you?
Tweet me, guys. It's B-Rit. Because Britt was taken.
Oh, so it's B...
B-E-E-R-I-T-T-T-T.
Oh, we got
Who
that.
Who the fuck would have assumed that?
Why the fuck?
I'm so glad I asked you to spell that.
Why wouldn't you spell that first? What is wrong with you?
I'm just using the traditional 9 T's on the end. It's actually will constitute most of the tweet. Oh, thanks, Kyle.
Before she even asked her question, I just texted her a picture of my dick.
You're spelling that D-I-C-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K.
Dick was taken.
The most racist dick ever.
D-E-E-I-C. All right, what is your comment?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I just finished your book, and it is so great to know that somebody else understands my brain.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it was just really nice to read, and it's kind of like I'm reading it in your voice, so that was fun.
Oh, that's cool. Hi, Britt, it's Chris.
Yeah, it was
Thanks for opening me again.
Britt,
it was a little weird, but I got used to it.
Good.
You read it in his voice? You yelled the entire book?
I can only read if I read out loud. Yeah.
Chapter 3! I'm so excited! I just can't hide it!
Game of Thrones took me a really long time. But anyway.
I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. Did you just read the Pointer Sisters biography? I think that's what that was.
No way to control it, totally automatic. Chapter 4.
Books on tape. Chris Hardwick reads about the Pointer Sisters.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's
your
favorite?
No, that's fine. Anyway, my question is, besides the guitar place, what's your favorite place to go when you're in the Twin Cities?
Where do I want to go while I'm here? I don't know.
Varsity Theater's your favorite place.
The last time I was here, it was too cold to go outside and do anything.
It's still
kind
of cold. Those places.
Skywalks are fun.
We went to Burrito Loco before, which was really good. They have these barbecue chicken burritos. Yeah. I don't know. Where should I go while I'm here?
The Triple Rock Social Club.
Oh, wait a minute. Someone told me about a zombie-themed bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes! Donnie Dirk's Zombie Den.
I'll see you there tomorrow
Donnie Dirk's Zombie Den, and then it's connected to a pizza place called...
Psycho Susie's.
Psycho Susie's.
Yeah, those are both really fun.
Yeah.
Really cool places.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll go, for sure.
Try it out.
Okay, cool. I will.
Thanks.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
B-Rit. Britt was taken.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Matt. What's going on?
Hey, Matt, what's happening?
Nothing. I just want to say thanks. It's great. Enjoying
well,
the
see
show.
You around.
I was at a comedy show earlier. Yeah.
Nice. What's your comment?
I just want to say, since I've been listening to your podcast, like last December, I started doing comedy and started doing stand up, and now I'm kind of addicted, so I have to blame you for that.
Oh, good.
But yeah, and I wondered about you guys, because now I drive like an hour every day to do like 3 minutes or something. What's, like, the most you guys went through to just, like, when you started to do just the smallest amount of time, but you went through the most amount of bullshit just to get to do it?
Doug, do you want to start then?
Yes. I went to Singapore, and...
Jesus Christ.
Spent 12 years in prison.
One upsmanship, Jesus.
And I had to close with shooting a ping pong ball out of my vagina.
No, you don't close with that.
I don't know. If you open with it, how do you follow it?
Actually,
you shoot a PT cup.
That's mine. I had to follow it. That was my first show.
Especially in LA, it's such a big city. There are a lot of play. I used to drive to San Diego just to do this one really crappy venue that was like a college bar. Ooh. And it was one of those things where the owners liked the idea of having comedy there, but none of the patrons liked that idea. And so it was just, imagine just like loud, douchey college bar, like maybe one you might find right outside this venue, for instance. I don't know, I'm just throwing shit out there. And then imagine
Library.
Just like a little corner with a microphone being like, hey guys, so period cups. And then like no one... No one would listen.
There was a similar place. I drove to Santa Monica every Monday, and you—if you were the last one there to sign up, you were you would have to be the first one to go on and start the show. So you would have to go into the microphone, which was in front of a big screen TV playing Monday Night Football, and you would have to be the one that goes and turns off Monday Night Football.
Are you ready? Are you ready for some football? Yeah.
I did.
And Jonah Ray's jokes about his penis.
Yeah, yeah. I did dodge a beer bottle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
And also, there used to be this Sunday night show in Los Angeles. Did you ever do Frank's Chop House?
No.
Okay. It was Frank Kana from Mystery Science Theater. TV's Frank ran a show at this place called the Complex Theater, which is right next door where Smod Castle used to be. The Complex is like three or four different size little theaters, and there's like, you know, they do shows there, and there's like acting schools there or whatever. And so upstairs, where you'd never find it, there was this small like 50-seat theater, and every Sunday Frank would do a show up there with Jeremy Renner. Doug. Jeremy, comic from San Francisco. Jeremy... Older comic from...
Kramer.
Jeremy Kramer, yeah. And literally there would be two people there. And you would still go just to do comedy for two people. So if you
have... give up.
No. If you have the weird comic gene, it doesn't matter. You'll go anywhere and perform for however many people. And it's still gratifying.
A lot of
shows. Yeah. It'll get better.
Yeah.
We make it because we have nothing else that we can do.
That's right. That's it. We're kind of locked in.
I have a specific set of skills, and it just helps me.
I have a specific set of
what
skills.
That sounded
skills
like
Liam Neeson. Are you Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a specific set of skills. I tell people to get under the bed, and then they're going to be taken.
Once her friend's been killed, I can save her.
Yep. What if Liam Neeson just tracked those kidnappers down from that movie and then just did bad jokes on it? They're like, oh, just take your fucking daughter back and get out, please.
What if he tracked them down, then just high-fived them and went back home?
Guys and girls are different, right? Fellas who took my daughter?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Yeah, good luck with comedy. And where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Twitter at TheMattCore.
TheMattCore?
Yep.
T-T-H-H-E.
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And great show last night at Acme, Benson. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
We had some fun in the green room. It was pretty cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What do you mean you had fun in the green room?
We had fun in the green room.
Is that a euphemism?
It's... maybe.
Okay. Did you guys smoke drugs in the green room?
No, because that's illegal, Chris.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, good. I see what you're getting at.
We obey the law in Minnesota.
Okay, so you like the weed. Well, that would explain why your collar's all tucked in and you're just like not really like, I don't give a shit. That
was fucking... No, he's just being an anti-douche.
Well, thanks, man.
Well, good luck with comedy.
Yeah,
it was nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Next commenter! What is your name, sir?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm very good.
Excellent. What is your comment?
First, there's sort of a story. I proposed to my girlfriend with the aid of a sonic screwdriver.
Whoa.
So, oh, my married. God.
Oh, man. I'm sorry she said no. I'm just a guessing.
It was
I'm
only like 5 months ago, so that's cool.
I hope it wasn't the fifth doctor's and you didn't try to shove it up her vagina.
Tenth, because she's got a tenant thing going on.
That would be
on.
Awkward,
thing
especially on. When the arms go out.
What's your equipment?
Along the same line, I'm wondering if any of you guys have ever kind of had an aspect of pop culture that you had to make part of an important part of your life like that, like an important event or something you just wanted to do always and made that a part of it.
I mean, you know, you mean like themed birthday parties or cosplay or
wearing a Jedi robe at your high school graduation.
Now, it sounds to me.
Oh my God. Fuck like you, Patrick. Fuck you.
You may have worn a Jedi robe to your high school graduation. How did that go over?
Oh, we actually exit every year. It's my high school's tradition to exit on the throne room theme from A New Hope, so it fit perfectly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you weren't really going on a limb there.
No, 4 years in the making.
That's really awesome. I've done mashups before. I mean, I think I put in the book about how I did a Luke Skywalker Texas Ranger, which was a it was like the upper, it was like the robe, the Luke Skywalker robe, and then the jeans and the boots, but then my sidearm was a lightsaber. So I did that. Oh yeah, there's a picture of it in my book right there. Wow, nice.
Jesus, that was handy.
That was very handy. I'm telling you, coming to these shows is like being on the internet sometimes. Like people just produce. What are you doing?
I spilled my drink. I need another vodka and Fanta grape.
Did you just destroy your own TARDIS cookie?
I didn't spill my drink, but I need another one. I finished my TARDIS cookie. I'm about to start on yours, Chris.
Well,
I'm going to eat your TARDIS cookie and your iPad.
No, don't eat my iPad. Oh, did you get drink on my iPad?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
It's totally safe.
Oh, thank God.
You could take an iPad underwater.
I don't think that's... I mean, you can.
Let's try it.
Then it becomes a paperweight.
There's no app for that? Is that what you're saying?
There is no app for being underwater. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Next, Quementer. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm tired of this guy. Next.
No.
I just got here.
He says what we're all thinking.
I'm upset.
What's your Quement?
Well, it's good to see you. Thanks
hey, nice
going.
To see you too.
Yes. I actually got this shirt by watching you on WebSoup.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great. Give him a hand job.
Wait. Who's going to give who the hand job?
Do you want me to do the thing? WebSoup!
No, they'll just do it to each other. Smallest circle jerk.
My question is actually WebSoup based, because that's when I was actually kind of reintroduced to you.
Okay.
Because I knew you from Singled Out, but...
I don't remember that.
Sorry, I don't
know what that thing is you're talking
about.
Sorry,
I'm the dick who brought that
no,
up.
No, I don't mind. I just don't remember whatever that thing is you said.
No, I mean...
That was show hosted by people that have autistic children.
Is he making
Doug
for me?
Benson.
My Quement is, I started watching WebSoup and didn't even recognize it was you until like your name appeared there and was like, holy shit, that's Chris Hardwick. And I heard WebSoup's not coming back, and that kind of brings me down. Do you have aspirations for other hosting gigs?
I was thinking about hosting a show after The Walking Dead.
No, in terms of like, yes.
It seems though as if it's missing some
the
hilarious
nerdist,
sketches.
Like, YouTube channel and all the things that I get you're busy with, but like, I'm talking of like Mikhail, like, retires or drops dead or something. Would you ever like want to snatch something like that?
Chris,
up?
I would never.
Chris has a show in development called "Get Away from Me."
No, it's not true. No. Come here, monkey. Yeah, you're special. You are special. No. Well, we're doing more of the Nerdist TV show for BBC America, so we're doing that.
I'm aware.
But to answer your question, I honestly, and it's not anything that's ever even remotely come up, and I don't think it would, but I would never want to replace, I would never want to follow, like if Joel said, I don't want to do Soup anymore, I would never want to be the next guy. Because Joel completely redefined what that show is, and he did it so well, you just don't want to be the follow-up to the guy who did it perfectly, you know what I mean? Like, hey, now it's me, Chris Hardwick, everybody like, fuck you! You're not Joel. Like, I just feel like it would be a disservice to what a great job he did.
I find you would be an acceptable role.
Well, I really appreciate that. I mean, listen, I would only do it if they backed a truck of money up to my house. I'd be like, well, I'll shield myself from the hate with my money fort. But other than that, I don't think it's something that I would do.
I want to build a money fort.
Why don't you crawl back to my super?
Okay, no worries. Hey, man, thank you. Very nice to meet you. Hey, a couple more Quements. Hello.
Hi.
I love that you're wearing the Batman hoodie, but then it's unzipped, but that was perfect, because the Batman hoodie, like, the shirt fills in where the hoodie would be, so you have the Batman logo on the shirt, and the, oh, you have little bat ears! Oh, my God. Do you use sonar? See if you can find me.
Batman doesn't use sonar.
No, but I like your little bat ears.
He uses his detective skills.
And the sonar device that Lucius made.
Yeah.
What is your equipment?
Well, a couple of things. One, this whole situation does not change my degree of separation to David Tennant.
No.
No, it's still two.
What was how was it before?
My dad actually would...
Kidnap?
No, he worked on conventions back in the 80s, mm-hmm. and he got to chaperone Peter Davison around.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Apparently, he thinks we have a very, way unhealthy obsession with cinnamon.
Peter thinks the Americans have an unhealthy obsession with cinnamon?
Yeah.
What a weird thing. Mr. Davison, how do you like America? Too much cinnamon. Where? Did he go to, like, one Cinnabon and, like, it's everywhere?
I don't know, but I just started putting nutmeg on everything instead now.
Those Americans and their nutmeg. What's your question?
But, okay, I know you guys got cookies.
Nutmeg. That's what you should call your daughter. That is an awesome name. Nutmeg.
I know you guys got cookies, and I've never actually brought food to a comedian before, mm-hmm. so I didn't know how to go about it, but I did bake you guys a cake.
What?
I made a yellow cake with buttercream icing, and I took the Nerdist Podcast Live logo and made that out of buttercream.
Oh, shit.
And if you guys, it's still in my refrigerator because I didn't have a box. I didn't know what to do with it.
So just, if you could just sniff this rag, I'll take you to it.
If you guys want me to go back home and grab it after the show and bring it back, I'm totally not averse to that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But if you don't want me to go through all the trouble, I just want to know, whose face do you want me to eat first?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's let the audience decide. What is your name?
Oh, it's Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, should Amanda eat first Jonah? Yes. Matthew?
More than love.
Or me?
I don't know if I should
have my feelings hurt or...
If you eat Doug, you'll get a fucking high.
Doug's not on the cake.
That's a good point.
Doug's not on the cake. Matthew Myra, you shall be devoured first.
You guys picked very well because his face has the most buttercream on it.
Well, I mean...
It's just like real life, motherfuckers.
Oh, monkey. Thank you so much, Amanda. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming to the show. What did you make?
Trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, gents, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, gent?
Great. I'm doing very
well. Thank you.
Thank you for visiting us in our fair Twin Cities.
What's going on?
not much. Thank you guys for coming out. This is awesome. Couple of questions. Number one, you guys are coming up on podcast 200.
This is true.
What are your plans for 200?
Well, we
fucking
thought...
sex and coke party.
I think what we're all asking for is a return of Senior Arbolito.
Oh, maybe we should do Senior Arbolito for 200.
I think we said that for 100.
Yeah. Our bicentennial.
I like to make love on you. Couple questions for you, sir. What number are we on?
I think, 187?
187, he's right.
Oh, God, really?
How far out would 200 be?
That's a month and that's like a month of episodes.
A month
and like one more episode. All right, we'll try to plan something for the 200th episode.
Cool.
We don't normally pay attention to the numbers. We just put them out, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, fuck, it's been 187 episodes.
I know you guys are
backlogged
for a while because it's funny to listen to them and then hear them like, oh, this is like a month ago.
So what do you think? Do you think G.W. Bush is going to get out of office anytime soon? Well, this episode's really dated.
This episode is so old it went back in time.
Hey, Jonah, what do you think of Furious?
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. All the humanity.
Hey, Chris, someone's asking me something.
What?
Seriously, what do you think of the Furious?
The what?
The Shirley. What do you think
of it? Oh, it's fucking great.
It's great. Awesome, right?
The can can use some work, though.
It's amazing. Okay, so seriously, before you leave, though, go to a liquor store and pick up, like, a Cynic and an abrasive.
I think you should do that for me.
Yeah.
Don't tell Jonah Ray what to do. Thanks, Doug.
Don't tell Jonah Ray what to drink.
He's his own man.
Okay.
You tell me, I'm going to fucking drink Bud Light all night.
Thank you, Chris, for bringing two of my favorite podcasts together in one sort of joint.
Oh, you listen to Phoebe. Well, thank you.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He loves the Nerdist plus DLM. Is one of my favorite things. So, Doug, what do you think? Can we do a quick
DLM? Doug Lustreal Light and Magic. What are we doing?
A quick build a title?
build a title.
Quick build a title.
There's no such thing as a quick build a title.
No, there might be when I'm involved.
What title would you like?
Let's do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sit the fuck down. You had it, man. Then
Manos,
you choked.
Hands of Fate.
What?
Manos, Hands of Fate.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we'll start with Matt. It has to end in
Jesus Christ.
Man or begin with Fate.
Fate.
I'll start.
Hang on.
Man on a wire.
I'll start. I got
let's
one.
Start no, with Chris.
I got
let's,
it.
Let's
start Batmanos, with... the Hands of Fate.
Yeah. Batmanos. Batmanos. I like it. Batmanos, Hands of Fate. Jonah?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, what was that movie with Gene Hackman that had the word bat in the title? It had a number. There was a number in there.
French Connection.
Bat 21.
Doesn't really work, though, does
it? Bat 21 no. doesn't work. No. All right, that was fun.
Yeah. That was really good. We built a tiny title.
Thank you guys for letting me derail your podcast with a tiny title.
That's all right.
That'll all be cut out.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cut that out.
Thanks, guys. I just want to thank you guys for coming out here and doing the live show. It's really great.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be here. Thank you. Three more Quemmins.
Chris, Brandon.
Brandon, how are you, sir?
Nice to meet you.
Very pleasure to meet you.
Actually, question for all of you real quick, you know, just to kind of, for my, you know, curiosity. Before you guys actually all started comedy, what were you guys' dreams before comedy?
Oh, I was a professional fuck puppet.
You know, Doc, I can actually believe that coming from you, you know.
What'd you want to do, Jonah?
What did I want to do, or what was I doing? I didn't hear it.
What were your dreams before you got into comedy?
Oh, to be a comedian. So it kind of worked out.
You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, I really did.
I when I was a kid, I think I've told this story before on the podcast. When I was 13, I wanted to convert to Judaism because I thought if you wanted to be a comedian, you had to be a Jew. And my mother said, that's not how it works. And I was like, fuck you, Seinfeld, Mel Brooks. Jews. Let's get me a bar mitzvah.
It's an airtight argument with two examples.
She got me a book to do it, to convert, and then I was like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I think I wanted to be a comedian too. I didn't really, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe when I was like 12 or 13, I was like, I might go on the Pro Bowlers tour. But then I stopped doing that.
Really a career for people that don't, that's all they think they want to do. You know, it's hard to have a backup. Oh, I'll be a comedian or a surgeon. Yeah.
Like in Punchline. That was the plot of Punchline. Yeah. What about yours?
My dream? It was to be a police officer, but it didn't work out exactly the way I thought it was going to.
How'd you fuck that up?
You wanted to be a cop?
I wanted to, yes.
You don't seem like a asshole.
I know that. It's just financial-wise and stuff, with the economy being as crappy as it was, money wasn't exactly the easiest thing to come by, but...
You have to pay to be a cop?
Well, for the classes and for books and stuff, yes.
Didn't you watch Shawshank? You got to pay for your gun and your holster. That's all a write-off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was either that or a security guard at one of those booths at a parking lot, and I was like, no, not really. So
all right, let's go to the next hard luck story.
I want to hear what. So what do you want to do?
Right now, I want to be a computer graphics designer. I basically want to work with video games and work with video game testers, as well as kind of making the new generation for video games for the, you know, young and youth that actually love video games and stuff. That's what I'm trying to do.
Now, that's a fucking plan. That's a good plan. So what are you doing to implement this plan?
What's that?
What are you doing to implement this plan?
Talking about it. And just bringing it up during a Q&A at the Nerdist show.
Well, that's part of it. No, I'm doing a on class online.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yes. It's DeVry, and they got actually a really good course and everything. My other question was for you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
I know that you just got done doing The Walking Dead and hosting it. Mm-hmm. My real question is for, and probably a lot of people do too, are you going to be hosting the next season of Walking Dead as well?
It's
called Talking Dead, first of all.
I'm gonna host a zombie apocalypse of Walking Dead. Right here we have 50 dead single ladies. I like my women with fluids. Let's get cute and crusty out of there. It's a reference to a show I used to do. I assume. I haven't heard anything yet, but the show did very well, and it was a lot of fun, and the network seemed happy, so I assume that I'll be back next year.
Okay.
Next season.
So. All right, and my other question for you, Chris, is, you know, just out of curiosity, what made you, you know, I know that you've been doing comedy for a while, mm-hmm. and my girlfriend and her friend got me, in, you know, watching The Soup, mm-hmm. and when The Soup was done...
Hey, I've got a question also. What about a show called Miming Dead, where you make faces and hands that about the recent episode of Talking Dead?
That's a good idea.
Walking
Miming
Dead.
Miming Dead. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Miming Dead. That's...
So what's your fourth comment?
Listen. I've got 7 questions.
7 questions. Pick to live in a house.
It's fine.
All right.
True story.
What was actually your first job? You know, before, you know, be kind of like
in
when
television.
Yeah,
it was a show. My first job was like I worked at a golf course when I was in college. Yeah, but my first entertainment.
He was in
really...
charge of jerking dudes off at the 7th hole.
Yep, that's right. No, it was called the 19th hole, and there
the
was just a sign
hole
pointing
was
to my
hand.
Butt. And that's where the golfers, blah, 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 insert butt sex joke. It was a show called Trashed on MTV. It was a game show on MTV called Trashed that was 1994.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, wow. Shit.
Yeah, he's really old. Yeah. Old school.
Well,
That's it?
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. It was nice to meet you. Right. Thank you for being
Sit
here.
Sit the fuck down.
2 more equipment. Hello. What's your name and Quimin?
My name is Angela.
Hello.
How many questions do you have?
I only have 1.
Because you need to have 3 to cross the bridge.
If you give me 2,
you must answer me these Quimin's 3.
What is your name?
Angela.
What is your quest?
Okay, well, rather selfishly, I'm an aspiring writer and comedian, and I would just like your input because I actually do have a diva cup, and I've never really...
Right now? I'm wearing a condom. Is that weird?
Not at the moment. But I've never really been able to get a solid seal on it. Like it
Jesus Christ!
Wait, you're
I'm
asking.
Sorry, you mean you've never been able to get a solid a kiss from a rose on a crib. Ooh, the more I get, that's the theme song for Diva Cup
that's
should
exactly
be Seal.
It. That's exactly it.
Ooh, the more
you
I get a young stranger, it feels, yeah.
I think
Kiss from a Rose is a hilarious song for Diva Cup.
It's rather appropriate, actually. Thank you.
There's a seal, there's some red.
Yeah.
So what do you,
And it's the grave.
What do you want me to do to, how can we help?
Don't wait, fucking your
seal problem.
So extensively, like I thought just, I can't ever get a proper seal. Like it always kind of leaks.
Meet me backstage, I will seal that shit up.
I'm on blood thinners, so like. I just thought maybe you guys could. Direct me.
Yes, I just told you.
I think you want the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast.
I have not gotten that.
All you're gonna get if you bring that up on this show is a bunch of 15-year-old vagina jokes and immaturity.
She wants Mike and Tommy snacks.
That's worth the effort in time, though. I think so.
I don't know how to help you form a more adhesive seal.
Also, Chris, saying 15-year-old vagina jokes.
No, that's like
illegal.
That's like how I sounded racist the other day when I asked someone for a white power cable. no, not a white power cable, a white power cable. Fuck.
I need a white power cable. I gotta strangle somebody.
Was there another comment beyond the Diva Cup one?
No, that was really it.
Well, I hope that you work out. Come here.
Notice
Chris is really hugging the one
really
girl that brought
up
the Diva Cup.
All right. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Good luck.
Aperture Science. Nice. Tom Baker scarf over an Aperture Laboratory shirt. What is your name?
It's Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Now, you have the last quemen of the show.
Oh. man, so that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I
anything you've been trying to put in your body not working out, or is that just the last girl?
You know.
Okay.
Food occasionally. Well, first of all, I didn't know how to phrase this without sounding like a creepy stalker, but I noticed we have the same birthday.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you think maybe being born on November 23rd, it being, you know, the Doctor Who's anniversary and all, makes us, you know, major Doctor Who nerds.
I think
English.
So.
Could you speak in English?
I think I understood what she said.
You did. You're right next to her.
I know.
From over here, it sounded like...
Well, she said, does being born on November 23rd, which is the anniversary of the first episode of Doctor Who... does that make us more? I think yes. I think astrologically that makes us more.
Sort of required.
We are a fixed point in time.
Yeah.
I think is what that means.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And then what I really wanted to say was it's more of the common form of equipment.
Sure.
You know, I've been listening to your podcast pretty much from the beginning, and like the themes you have of, you know, if there's something you want to do, you just go ahead and fucking do it. Like,
yeah.
That's really kind of changed my life in the sense that I went to grad school and I somehow convinced my thesis supervisor to let me write about baseball, which is something I've loved since I was a little kid.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yeah. And my degree is in Korean studies, so there's a lot of like work around here. But I'm like, you know, if I have to spend my summer researching one topic, fuck it, I'm just going to do something I like. And that's something I really picked up from listening to you guys. So I really appreciate it. And I just really wanted to express that.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, congratulations. Thanks. And you can meld those two things together. Is there Korean baseball?
Yeah. They have a baseball league in Korea. And basically what I wrote about was how the words were imported from both Japanese and English and like what situations they
use. Do they play the World Series? Oh, they don't, do they?
the World Series, named after a newspaper, classic. Not...
Oh, yeah. It's not named after the world.
There was a newspaper called The World that sponsored it when it started.
What was the newspaper named after? Oh, The World.
No, it was named after another newspaper called The World.
I can keep going.
Wait, Matt seems to be poking you. Oh, nice. I love it when they get along.
Fair enough.
What was your name again?
Tasha.
Tasha, thank you so much for being here. Everyone, that is our show. Thank you so much for coming out to the Nerdist Podcast. Please help me in thanking Matt Myra, Jonah Ray, Doug Benson.
Woo! Good night.
So thank you so much for coming out to the Nerdist Podcast. Good night, Minneapolis.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.
Every year, 50 teenage girls, one from every state, show up in Mobile, Alabama to compete in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. They spend months training to win the big prize. But what happens when a Supreme Court decision leaves many of them feeling unprepared for the real world?
A lot of the girls were crying, and I never seen any of them cry before.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shima Oliai. Follow me behind the scenes as all 50 girls are catapulted into the center of a nationwide debate about their rights. What do they think of their changing country? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.